Welcome to the Laundry Chat podcast, a place where we help each other sort out life's laundry. My name is Molly Marco, and I just want to jump right into this. I literally don't have any, notes or anything. I'm just going to be telling you kind of my morning and why I don't know. I'm just going to talk to you about it. I think the main reason why I want to do this is I just want to talk to someone about it. Get these things out, and hopefully just like document it. I don't know. Anyways, I'm sure you're annoyed because I haven't really told you what I'm talking about because I don't really know, but, basically, okay. So I woke up this morning, everything's fine, like read a little bit. I haven't journaled yet, but, just getting ready, and I have seriously, changed my clothes a billion times. And I don't know what it is, lately, I feel like clothes are fitting weird again. I feel like my legs are too, wide for my pants. I feel like I have, hip dips, so, it's, this weird part that sticks out, and then, a shirt, hits it at a certain length, and if my pants aren't, good enough to, cover it, it's, makes me look, wider than normal. And it's just really frustrating. I don't know. And then my hair isn't cooperating. I'm just in one of those moods where everything seems pointless because I don't feel pretty. And it's just so stupid. I've done this enough times in my life to know that it's stupid. And to know what's happening when it's happening, but I just it just wastes so much time. It's seriously been an hour that I've been trying to fix my hair, trying to figure out what to wear, changing clothes, making a mess out of my room, and I just and then I just decide to wear I don't even know what I'm wearing honestly, but I'm wearing white pants and a longer, it's supposed to be a dress, but it's kind of a shirt, and then I'm wearing literally a shirt over it that's baggier, and I feel better-ish now, you know what I mean? But it's, I don't know, I'm just so sick of how I look determining how I live. I talked about that in was it my last podcast? I don't know. It just is so stupid, and I'm not, exactly sure how to stop doing that and how to stop putting so much focus on that area of my life. I don't know. It's just really, really frustrating. And I'm trying to think of other things that I've been thinking during this time and things that I've been doing. I don't know. But like I said, it does waste so much time, and it's just frustrating to me that I can put so much effort and time and energy into trying to look a certain way in my mind and then not put that same energy into other things being a friend to people or spending time with God or, just doing things for other people or writing things or creating things. It just is such a trap of Satan. I'm pretty sure Satan made societal standards, you know, we can never live up to them every day, much less any day. And I just think that it's stupid that we can spend so much time doing that. And obviously that's what Satan is telling us. No, you can't leave the door until you look like this, and you can't, be successful until, you look super pretty, and until you are super thin, and whatever, and, I don't know. So, I'm seriously, I know I have, a video, I normally post, a video, to YouTube for the podcast, but I'm seriously so frustrated with the way I look that it's I don't even want a video of myself on YouTube. I can't, I'm trying not to even look at myself in the viewfinder because, like, I'm just, like, I just don't feel like looking at myself right now. And I also, I don't want to also, I, it's just, like, I don't want to, like, sit with myself either because, like, I feel like I'm just, like, this, like, blob that's just, like, sitting there and, like, ugh, like, it's so frustrating. And if anything comes out of this podcast, I just hope that it's, like, you know, if, I mean, we always, like, assume, I mean, normally, like, people, if I haven't met you or if you have met me a few times or whatever, like, we know each other really well, even, like, we think of people that, of, you know, having it figured out, especially people that we haven't met because, like, we have nothing to go off of. But if this podcast can just bring to you, like, oh my gosh, like, Molly goes crazy too. And, like, these things are things that you're not feeling by yourself. Or, you know, they don't even have to be the same feelings as mine or the same, like, situation, but they can be, like, similar feelings of just, like, you know, obsessing over something that is so worldly and so, like, not worth it. I just hope that this reminds you of that. And yeah, I don't really know where to go from here. I don't really know. I guess the thing for me is, like, kind of in our Bible study that I do on Instagram. And if you haven't joined it, you should join it or, like, tune in a little bit, if you want. We do it at Tuesdays on my Instagram live at 8 p.m. And you can just come in, talk. But the motion for this week is fear. And I kind of talked about how, like, you know, in order to get over our fears, we need to face our fears. And that's what a lot of, like, science tells us. That's what a lot of, like, therapists and professionals tell us. And for me, like, facing my fear is, like, facing the world, you know, and going as I am and, like, not, like, worrying that I have something missing that people are going to notice, that, like, yeah, that, like, I can face the world, face my fears, face people and not fear, because in God, he made me exactly how I'm supposed to be, and he's going to be with me as I face the world, and he's going to fill in those places where I feel like I'm missing. So yeah, it's sometimes for me with, like, self-image and, you know, feeling fat and feeling ugly and feeling gross, like, the way to get to forget about those things, at least for a little bit, is to take a first step outside, to just go out there. And, you know, there's not mirrors outside. Sometimes, you know, you come across one, but, and you just have to, instead of, yeah, like, focusing inside, I'm able to, like, look outside of myself, and it's so much bigger out there, and it's so much better. So yeah. Oh my goodness. I feel like this topic is something that comes up a lot on the laundry chat for me. So I'm excited if you're kind of, like, you know, either a guy and don't really deal with this as much, or you're a girl who's pretty confident, or someone who just is sick of hearing about this, this topic. I'm really excited to, I'm going to start having people on that will talk about things that I don't know anything about and that can help you and me, hopefully, like, figure, you know, stuff out about different parts of our life than versus just, like, always talking about the way we look or, like, you know, struggling with, like, not feeling like you're enough. But yeah, so look forward to that. But yeah, I was going to say something else too. I forget now what it was. Yeah, I forget. But yeah, I just, I think other people have to, like, struggle with this too. And that, even me talking about that, like, is comforting to know that, like, there are people, if you're listening to this, like, I could be talking to someone right now who deals with the same exact thing. And yeah, I wish that we could hug each other right now, actually. And yeah. dang it, I forgot what I was going to say. I seriously was going to say something else. Oh, I was going to say how, like, another feeling that I feel a lot is, like, and a part of why I compare myself so much, or I feel so, like, bad about myself is because I compare myself so much. And I feel like if you've been listening to the Laundry Chat or follow me on Instagram, like, you probably know this a lot, or sort of know it, but that is, like, it's like the worst thing ever. And like, even if I come across someone's like page on Instagram, which I did like last night actually, which probably isn't helping today. So I came across this girl's page and I had to unfollow her because I would think so badly about myself whenever I would see her post, because I was like, I am not like her. Like, I wish I could be her and I'm not, and I will never be, which exactly, like, I will never be. But it was just so discouraging. And it's like not her problem, it's definitely mine. And so I had to unfollow her, but I came across her page again and I was just like, oh my gosh, like, I am so irrelevant. Like, why do I even say anything? Like, you know, like, it just is like pointless. Because and the more like I thought about myself, the more I was like, wow, I'm so boring. Like, who would want to listen to me? I feel like I say the same things over and over again and no one cares. You know what I mean? Like, no one, like, why does my, like, literally I was thinking this like throughout the night and through this morning. And like, it honestly, it's so sad because even though like people can say things to me and encourage me and, just be so sweet, and I can see, you know, that God is working through me somehow. Like, the voice inside, it's louder, you know, it tends to cancel out any of those, positive, like, words and, like, things that I feel like God is speaking through other people to me, saying, no, keep going, like, keep the faith, like, don't fear, but it just gets, the other voices just get so loud sometimes, and so, yeah, I guess I've just been, like, believing the lie that I'm really, really boring, and have nothing new to say. And yeah, that's one of my, like, worst fears is, like, being boring. And I really, like, gave into that lie last night, and into this morning. And then when I, like, felt like I just, like, didn't look good either, that didn't help, you know? So then it just is a really bad, really bad, I don't know what to call it. Just snapping. It's just bad. I kind of had a plan for this episode initially, but I've said before, like, the reason I created the Laundry Chat is not, it is for me to have a space so I can have conversations with you like this, and to not be really scripted all the time, and to not, you know, edit things. I'm not going to edit this. So if you made it this far through all my pauses and ums and, repeating myself and stutters, I am so proud of you. Thank you. but yeah, I don't know. I guess, I'm so sorry. My brain can't think fast enough and my mouth can't say anything like adequately. I guess just, I'll end it here again. I hope this doesn't come across as having no hope. I really do, like, I want this to encourage you somehow, and give you hope that, like, things will get better. This is not how you're supposed to live. And no matter how you feel is not who you are. That is something I continually have to remind myself of, is you aren't your feelings. So yeah, I'm feeling gross and ugly and I'm feeling, you know, inadequate and not worthy and not of value. But just because I feel like that doesn't mean that's the way that things are. So no matter how you're feeling right now, remember, this is not how you are, and your feelings won't last forever. So yeah, I will let you go. I will let you sort out your mess in your life now. Hopefully maybe a little bit better than before. And I'll go and try and figure out mine. But yeah, I guess I just want to thank you guys again for being there in the mess with me. for just like supporting me through this mess and for letting me support you in any little way that I can. It really does like mean a lot. I would love to hear about it. If you want to message me or if you just want that, something like interesting to say, it doesn't have to be, it can be about anything. So, I really love hearing from you guys because sometimes I feel like I'm going crazy talking to my computer and my camera. So I'd love to communicate with you guys if you want. Keep the chat going. So, all right, you guys. Things will get better. God is good. And I love you lots.